It being 4:30 p.m., I declare this meeting open. And welcome those in the gallery, our very valued ratepayers. Acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land we're meeting on, the Wurundjeri and Bidjan people. Acknowledge and respect their continuing culture and the contribution they make to the life of this region. And just to... So we're being recorded, except we're not.
We are.
Right, to remind everyone that we are being recorded and that the audio recording will be available on the Shire's website within 14 days. Attendance and apologies. We're all here. Apologies nil. Public question time. Is anybody in the gallery want to step up and ask a question?
Okay, look at that.
Well, I am looking at all three of you, but in turn. So, no questions. Move on to members on leave of absence and application for leave of absence. Councillor Dean is on approved leave of absence for April, May and June 2026. There's an application for a leave of absence. Councillor Timothy Sly has applied for leave of absence for the June 2026 Ordinary Council meeting. All the move?
Oh, I was just going to move, yeah.
Seconded? Oh. All those about, moved, Councillor Brown, seconded Councillor Tang. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. The now move to the minutes of the Ordinary Council meeting held on the 26th of March 2026. Moved Councillor Tang. Yep, just move Councillor Tang. Seconded. Councillor Curtis. Councillor Tang.
I would like to request one change. It's very minor, it's only a spelling mistake, and it was probably autocorrect. But it's on page 4, the Police Memorial Service for Constable Lawrence Buzzer. Out of respect to a man who did give his life for our community, it's B-U-Z-Z-A. If that change could please be made.
Right. Anybody else? Nobody else has any problem with minutes? So all those in favour with that amendment? Carried unanimously. Announcements from presiding member, there's none. I have no disclosures of interest being put forward. Questions by members which due notice have been given, there are none. Presentations and deputations, we have not been told of any. There are none. Reports by members attending committees, start with Councillor Tang.
Yes, on the 9th of April, I attended a budget workshop here in Chambers. On the 20th of April, the KPI review here in Chambers, and today the budget workshop and the OCM.
Councillor Sly.
9th of April, budget workshop 2, 9th of April, the strategic forum, 10th of April, the KPI review, 13th and 20th of April, CUI KPI discussion, 23rd of April, budget workshop 3, and the Ordinary Council meeting today.
Councillor Brown.
At 9th of April, budget workshop, followed by strategic forum, the 10th of April, the CEO review meeting. On the 17th of April, I attended the opening of the Early Years Learning Centre. Just down here, it was a very good turnout. We had quite a number of young little kids there, and that's why the facility has been revamped for that age group. A really good turnout, and it was very interesting to hear from a number of parents that They weren't aware of a lot of the history behind the building and the value and the community ownership that that building has within our community. On the 18th of April, I attended a cheque presentation by Minister Jackie Jarvis to the Geo Park Committee. This was a Lottery West grant that was awarded, and Minister mentioned that it was the largest grant that she was aware of, or at least very close to the largest grant, so an amount of $562,000 and some odd dollars. And so I would like to congratulate the Geopark Committee on that. Later that morning, I attended with Minister Jarvis to visit the Early Years Learning Centre. She wasn't able to come along to the official opening, so we gave her a show around the facility, and she was impressed by the work there. So on the 20th of April, CEO review meeting, and earlier today, the budget workshop.
Thank you. Councillor Fraser?
Thursday the 9th April, the second budget workshop. Friday the 17th of April, went to the play group official opening. Was a good turnout, as Councillor Brown said. It was just a bit shame that the couldn't hear over the mic, because our system still doesn't work when it's not plugged in right. So Monday the 20th of April, CEO review meeting, and today we've done our review of our third workshop for the budget. Coming on very nicely.
Thank you. Councillor Curtis?
The 9th of April, the budget workshop and the strategic forum. 17th of April, I attended the old Kindy building. I wasn't really late due to catering event, but I did get there. The 20th of April, the CEPI meeting. 23rd of April, before this, the budget workshop number 3, and the council meeting now.
Thank you. I attended the budget meetings, strategic ones, CEO performance reviews, the same as the other councillors. I have been out of action, I'm afraid, for the other ones, but I did have a telephone meeting with the chair of the Wine Blackwood Alliance this morning. Reports of officers. Item 11.1, annual delegated authority review, which is sitting on the motion on page 8. Have I got a mover, please? Councillor Brown. Councillor Curtis is seconding. Councillor Brown.
The report reviews and updates the Shire's delegated authority register in line with annual legislation. Is legislative requirements under the Local Government Act 1995. Most delegations remain effective, with proposed changes being minor and focused on improving clarity, consistency and compliance with recent legislative updates. The key amendment is the repeal of the Audit and Risk Advisory Committee delegation due to regulatory changes. Some delegations have been updated to reflect new requirements for 4-year reviews instead of the previous 3 years. The updates also include operational improvements such as clarified handling of confiscated goods, increased procurement for fuel-related purchases from $200,000 to $300,000, updated investment, financial management and audit procedures, and streamlined terminology across the multiple delegations. Other updates include removal of references to outdated policies and, importantly, inclusion of Principal Environmental Health Officer as a sub-delegate. Overall, the updates ensure the register remains current, efficient and aligned with best practice. And the recommendation is in 3 parts as written on page 8.
Thank you, Councillor Curtis.
Nothing more to add.
Anybody else wish to speak to it? All those in favour? Carried unanimously. Item 11.2, delegated planning decisions. The month of March. A mover, please. A mover, please. Councillor Curtis, and as seconder, Councillor Starr. Councillor Curtis.
I'd like to to that council receives the reports on delegated development approval for March 2026 as per attachment 11.2.1 in the amount of $35,000.
Switch off. Councillor Slot?
Nothing to add.
Thank you. Anybody else wish to speak? All those in favour? Carried unanimously. Item 11.3, payment of accounts for March 2026. It's on page 13. A mover and a seconder, please. Moved Councillor Tang, seconded Councillor Slaw. Councillor Tang?
I move that Council note the payment of accounts totaling $1,215,733.21 for the period 1st of March to the 31st of March 2026 as per attachment 11.3.1.
Thank you. Councillor Slaw?
Nothing to add.
Anybody else wish to speak? All those in favour? Carried unanimously. Motions of which previous notices have been given, there are none. And at the wonderful time of 4:41 p.m, I now declare the meeting closed. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.